this expression in Pashki Siso, it says, "Ef Nachas Shekel," meaning of the Moshe Ben Klaisel should build the Kiyor from the Choshes from Kaper. And then the Vayakel, the Parsha, is Moisif, that where they get the Choshes, the Kaper from Maris, from mirrors. How? Because basically the mirrors were, in that day they took these sheets of copper and they would brightly polish it and it looked like a mirror. So Rashi explains that these mirrors that the Noshim gave, the Noshim made, used the mirrors to miskashi themselves, to adorn themselves for the husbands. And this, they did not hold back, and they gave to Moshe for the Mishkan their own tachshit. Moshe Be'esem did not want to accept it because this thing is used for the Yitzhara, for Noshim to adorn themselves. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, since Noshim used these mirrors, the Shem Shemayim, to be Mavar Klai Yisrael in Mitzrayim, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Moshe Ben, you should receive it, and you should use it for the Kiyur, that Be'etim is for Shalom Bayis between Ish L'Ishtoi, the Mechatas, the Mechatas that you use for, comes from there. So you see this Indian that mirrors are something that's miyuchad for Noshim, which they gave to the Mishkan. There's an interesting halacha that's brought down twice in Shulchan Aruch and Archaim, once in Simon Kuf Nun Vav, and once in Simon Kuf Pei Beis. There's an isser for a man l'stakel b'mayro. There's an isser that a person cannot look inside of a mirror. Says the Mechaba, why? Al s'lo yubash geva simlitz isha. There's an isser, some shidas are raisa, some drabonon, but you cannot look inside a mirror. The Arkam Gdolim over the generations were very machmir upon it. The sefer came out last week called the Derech Sicha from the Shulchan of Chaim Kanievsky, Shlito. They asked him, as a person that looked inside a very mirror, and he said over from his father, the Stifler, and the Chaznish, they're both from very machmir, not to ever look inside of a mirror. And the Chaznish told the Chaim, a maisa that once he walked into a house, was full of mirrors, and he saw someone coming his way, so he moved to the side. And the guy also moved to the side. Until he chapped, it was he himself that he looked inside of a mirror. He never knew what a mirror was, never chapped that was a mirror. That's what he himself looked like. So you see the Gdolim, Mizvanenu, also a machmir, not to look inside of mirrors. The challenge is what exactly together was the issa, what should a person do about looking inside mirrors? So there's a pasuk in Kitzetzi, Pechopes, pasuk Hey, Lo yeh kli gever al isha, lo yeh bash gever simlas isha, ki toyevas Hashem lekecha kol eitza eilu. There's an issa, deraisa, two different isurim, two lavim, that a man cannot wear the clothing of an isha, and the isha cannot wear a kli gever. Why? Ki toyevas Hashem lekecha kol eitza eilu. It's a te'eva. It's something that's not nice, disgusting, and a person should not do it. The shell is, what is the issur in the Torah? The Gemara knows in Daf Tes, Omen Aleph, brings down the Tanakama holds that if a man wears one bag of an isha, let's say wears one shoe or a pair of shoes, says the Tanakama, since the Pasuk says the word Ta'eva, if he only wears one garment, one ornament, there's no issur deraisa. Because what's the Ta'eva wearing one thing? Says the Tanakama, the issur deraisa is daf when an ish wears all this begadim is begadim of Noshim. However, one beggar is not deraisa, it's only derabbanan. There is deraisa dafka when everything he wears is begadim of Noshim, or vice versa. The isha, if everything she wears is begadim of Anoshim. That's the Tanakama Shito. Comes along with Lozer ben Yaakov, and he says, no, that even the isha who wears kli zayin, a rifle, even for the Muhammad of an army, it's not so. Why? Because the Pasuk says kli geva. The word kli geva can be moistif. Even wearing kli zayin, even wearing a rifle, is even issa deraisa. And the Tanakam and the Blood of Yaakov holds one garment, even issa deraisa, one thing, wearing just a blouse, just wearing a skirt on the man, that's even issa deraisa, of loyal bashkeva, similar to isha. And the Pasuk says to Eva, what's the Te'eva in that? So either, as the Rabbag says in the Pasuk, and the Beis Yosef brings down Allah and the Kuf Pei Beis, that Be'etzem, the Te'eva is wearing all begotten. However, the Torah itself made a Gezerah. Gezerah, the Torah said that we wear one baguette, it's going to maybe lead to Te'eva wearing all begotten. Or the Lashon Rambam, or the Ben Ephraim, is that when a person wears a one baguette, it's more type than the person. The Metzias, well, I heard my friend say that if you go put on the radio now in America, I don't know what he said, that unfortunately all the talk show hosts, they're always speaking about this Indian, that Bizman is there, men put on one garment of women, and it's more at the time, but that's the Metzias Bizman is there. Like what the Rambam says, you do it, that's the Metzias. So at the person cannot wear one garment, even that itself is Ta'eva, because it may be the person they hear, or the reasons after Gzeiro, or other reasons after Bodhisattva, or other things. But the Meister, the Isser, the Reister, according to Blazer, and Yaakov, to wear one garment of an Isha, it's like the Tanakama of Lot and Yaakov. So the Rambam in Perek Yubayis in Hilchos Avodah Zarah says that passing the Lachlak of Lot and Yaakov, because Lot and Yaakov Mishnah Kav and Oki, and even one beggar even Isim Nat Hayor. That's what the Chiluch Paskin, the Taz Zegro, and the Poskim Paskin Ve'ikur, that we one beggar even Isim Nat Hayor. There is a Gemara Nozer and Daphne Tess. The Gemara says that to be maver here from the Beis HaShechi, to remove here from your armpits, the Gemara says, you even is Drabonon. The Rambam Paskin, you even is only Drabonon, you get Marcus Martis. So, in fact, unfortunately, Maisa, why? According to Blas Ben Yaakov, even one thing, you even is Deraisa. So, the Beis HaShechi answers, the Poskim can follow afterwards, the whole Issa Deraisa is after something that's nearer, that people see. However, since the Beis HaShechi, your armpits, and not something that's seen, that's even is Drabonon. So again, the maskana halacha is that one beggar over this deraisa, if it's something you can be seen, or any thing that you do upon yourself, you over this deraisa. If it's not thing, you even only in this drabonim. So let's say the martial person has sores or katatim by his mush by his armpits, and it hurts him. The hairs, and you want to shave it. Mishum tsar, you want to take them off because he has, because it hurts him. Is he allowed to shave it or not? So the Gemara knows in Daftan Tesim Nalef, Rab Isav Chio. Is he allowed to shave his Beit HaShechi? It's mutla galech. So Rav Chia said it's osur. So Rav said, but the mice, if it grows long, it's going to hurt me, it's mitzara. When here grows long, it's mitzara person. So the Gemara answers, Rav Chia answers, if it grows long, it falls out by then, it won't be mitzara you. The mitzara says, when it grows, it won't, your hair on your armpits don't grow long, it won't be mitzara you. Madai Kaisis, but the mice, if it will be mitzara you, what is the halacha? You have a right to shave it. When you're doing things now to Yefi, to shave it out to Yefi, that you're even Isser. You're shaving, why? Now to Yefi, because of Te'elas Achav, for another reason, it's mitzara you, because it hurts you. Then it says, the Gemara, it's mutter, that's the Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Sim Kufay Beis, the Machabit says, about Ketotim, if it hurts you, you have a right to shave your Beis HaShechi. Says Taisvis is Moise, if you're looking inside a mirror, which you're even Isser, lo yilbash. However, to look in the mirror, why? Because someone's giving you a haircut, you want to give yourself a haircut, and you might cut yourself, then again, it's mutter. You're not doing it al tzayif, you're doing it so it should hurt yourself. Al tzar, it's mutter. Similarly, there's a Taisvis and Shabbos and the Afnunam and Beis that says, la dafke is a dafke tzar, but any who didn't busha, someone's embarrassed. Let's say he has, the Gemara's cases, you have scabs of soya, scabs of a mak upon you, you want to take it off. Says the Gemara says Moter al Busha, explains Taisus why. Busha is also in Chatzar Godum Mizu, you want to take it off al Busha. So if you have the al Tsar or al Busha or something gonna hurt you, you're not even Israel Yilbash, and you can be Makel and either take off the Cyrus and you can be Makel. And the Shaila is this heter that you're not doing with Tsar Khirifi. What is the heter? Dafka by Drabonans, the Chomu were Makel, and they said Mokin Tsar Logos Barabonan. Or however, that's one side, that the Rabbanon were Makel, why? Because Mokim Tzar L'Gazu. Or no, the reason why Makel was not L'Yoifi, was Mokim Tzar, because the whole Isser is to miyap yourself, to make yourself beautiful. However, when you're doing it because of Tzar, that's not the Isser Natar. What's the Nachmina? Nachmina is the Raisa, it's partial Nachmina. If the reason Chomer not Gezer, then that Rabbanon will be Mokim, the Raisa will be also. However, if the reason is because when you're doing it not Mishum Yaifi, you're doing it why? Because it's Mitzaryu, because of Busha, that's not the Isma Torah, then even Midarais will be Mutter. There's a Maisa, Baruch, the 1860s, that a person, he got a Chayla, sickness, that half his face turned white, his hair, his beard, his mustache, his pay, it's completely white, the hair, and the other half was jet black. Mamish black, one side went, the other side, and this person was 30 years old, and he was a very rich person, he was a sadiq, he traveled around places, he went to far off places. And when people saw him, something very interesting, very strange, they were looking at him and laughing at him, make fun of him. It was a big busha for the person. So this person seemed, he went around to the gedolim and asked him, am I allowed to dye my hair? Make my white hair black. There's a busha, busha nifl and tsar, is it mutter to dye my hair black? So what's the shayla? There's a Gemara, Makis and Achof and Beis. The Gemara says to malakid, to take one hair of, let's say, of your beard even, that's white, and to dye it black, or even to pull it out, to make sure you look young, you're over an Isser. The Gemara says, even, behold, even one hair, you're over an Isser. What's the Isser? Asbel Yilbash. It says, you read over there, according to the laws of Ben Yaakov, you're even Isser the Raisa. To take your hair that is white, and dye it black, that is doing it al tsyefi, and you're even Isser deraisa because of Loza ben Yaakov, which we passing like. Therefore, this person wants to know, can you imagine Isser deraisa, which half his face is white, and half his hair is white, half his hair is black, he wants to dye it, want to imagine Isser deraisa. Shell was a mutter or not? So all the Gedolim in that time, that generation, seemed to have a tshuva about this specific person. What he is allowed to do, what he can't do. So one person is the Divei Chaim, the Sanhedrin Chel Peis, in Yerodeya 7 Samach Peis. He says the whole heter of doing things mipnei atzar, that you're allowed to be no issur leibush gevus mas isha, is dafka by the rabbanans. V'mokum tzar legozu by rabbanans. However, by the raises, there is no heter. It's, and that's the best in Lashon, the Yamshu Shloimu and Yevamos Perek Yudbeis, that the whole heter mipnei atzar is only mokum the rabbanans. However, says Divei Chaim, this person, he has no right to die here black. Why? Because the etzim is the raises of leibush gevus mas isha. It's usur. Oh, so he said, however, dye it white, which women never do, and that's not Yehudi, that is matter. There's a Torah that says also, but the Beis Yosef, all the person afterwards would say to dye here white is not an Indian of Noshim. Noshim will never want to make themselves white. Therefore, he's matter to make everything white. He says, go ahead, go do it. Go do that. I want to make it all black. Is there ice? And you have no answer.
Doesn't the Torah say that to pull out a black hair from the white hair is also...
So that might be on Shabbos. It's a shadow of what the gift of Gemara and the Sept is, and the most case by Shabbos. Shadows go also by Atul Yilvash. And all this onwards also say Dafka, not negate the Issa of Yilvash. Because women don't want to look old. That's what it is.
Do it like all gray?
Oh, well, we'll get different colors, but... But Maisa, he said, make it all white, and not make it all black, even Issa. He hits on himself, Maisa, the Gemara on Shabbos, and the Afnuna on Mabeya says, according to the Mandiyama holds that, let's say you have again a glida, a scab of soya or mako, the Gemara says, the latter remove it out of Fusha, my saki move it, or even Ester Eiso. So it says, because the Etzim, over there the cases, Sai men and Sai women, they themselves remove glida's dirt of soya upon themselves. They remove it. However, it's still a machman, the only reason we make it out of Fusha. Only make it out of Fusha to remove any scabs of dirt from you. According to the Mandiyama who says, you cannot remove it. So, that's why we make all the because etzim, Sai men and Sai women do it. It's not etzim, the derais of loyal which gave us a isha. That means it will come out. Let's say, bizmanazeh, people do dye their white hair black. Let's say the Matthias says, bizmanazeh, men and women both do that. So come out according to him, since you want to do it, al yefi, now al busha, according to Vechaim, you have no heck of bizmanazeh even to dye your hair black, even though men, bizmanazeh, do that. And that's the Ravot and Shuvan in Sheva Levi in Chelek Gimel. He also says, Alocha, even though maybe Bizmazel, all men dye their hair white, black, why? Because it's common, still you have no head to the men do it because the Esim is a Maisa Yoifi. And that you can't do.
Dye a different color.
Sorry? Dye a different color. Oh, we'll get the different color. Fine, that's the Devechaim, he says, he asked it. Shalom Meshiv, Kama, he also is masking to the Yisoid of the Devechaim that says that if the Raisa, it can be matter. However, he says, Roy Poiskim hold, that this whole Indian of dying your hair is only Dindar Rabbanan. So that's Roy Poiskim hold that way. Therefore, you can be Soymach on them. So come on, Parshat Miskin, Shalom Meshiv, who's Roy Poiskim? The Akshay, the Akachuva, the Olesk, it's not Jew, not Roy Poiskim. Maestri, he says, in the Yisoid, he's masking the only matter to Rabbanan, not matter to Raisa. He says, maybe over here, Soymach on the Poiskim hold is to Rabbanan. The Maram Sheik, also the Chuvan Yerodeya, Simon Kufayim Beis, Kufayim Gimel. He says, also, it's also Aslo Yilbash. However, here he says, he has another answer. Make it red. Why? He says, Ravad, no woman in the right mind would want to dye her hair red. Because it's not a nice thing. Therefore, Ravad, if a man to go dye his hair red, there's no Isra Yilbash, and therefore be motor. Besides white, even red. Poor can argue with Manazer that people, girls, do dye their hair red. They want to be brunettes or redheads, whatever they want to be. According to Imam Sheik, he says, in Svar, no, who in the right mind would want to do it? Today, people in their unright mind do want to do it, and therefore, L'chor B'zmanazer, they won't have this hat of red, only they'll have the hat of white. The Masham also in Chelek Bei says, even if you want to be Mekel, he says, you're doing it out Yefi, and you're not doing it out again out in because it's a Pusha and Sar. That's also the Marie Ashkenazi, the Erechshai, also the old Pascha, Lach Lameiser, they both say to make it white is Mutter. However, to make it black, since it's a Reiser, you can't do it. So we have Kamak Dolan in the 1800s to say very clearly that this whole heter of Perelas Acher, Mishum Tsar is only Mutter under Abonis, not the Reises. We'll get back later to the Cholkim. What about to do with your Goy? Can you get a Goy to dye your hair? So that's the Mamila Akum Machlokis Ram arriving to the Shaykh Bashari soon. We're Machmud by the Reises. But maybe I'll ask one Goy to ask another Goy, the Mila Amiro. Can you ask a Goy to go dye your hair? Because that's him, you're not doing the Issim. So there's a Chakir in the Foshim Klar. What is the Issim Leo Bashkeva Simlas Isha? Is the Issim the act of doing it? The act of coloring it? Or is the act of the Issim the Tetzah? The fact that now you look Yoifi, is the outcome of the Issur? Is the Issur the doing it or the Tetzah? Therefore, if the Issur is doing it, the guy is doing it, you're not doing it. If the Issur is the Tetzah, who cares the guy did it? Or my son, you right now look Yoifi, and you're even Issur the Reisah. So Masham and Maria Ashkenazi, they both say the is the Tetzon, you cannot get a goy to die again, you hear? And the Moshe says, Enough Kamino, the Moshe is true in Yodea, Chelag Aleph. He says, let's say you want to take a medicine or pills that will make your hair go from being white to black. That for essence, you're not doing any act right now. You're not dying, you're doing a Maisa of calling it. What are you doing? You're doing something else before. Before, say men do, say women do. So you're taking these pills that will make yourself look younger. So the Moshe, if there is the action, say men do, say women do, it's your four. If there is the Tetzah, then it will be awesome. The Moshe is machmul aloch and says, the Vada is the Tetzah, the outcome, and the Vada, you cannot even take these pills that make your hair turn black.
That's called a mess.
If the Isser is the action, therefore there'll be mutter because there are four people who refer. If they saw, then it's also, no, it is refer. You're doing it to make yourself black. It's something that people do. My Moshe is Mahmur. The Rav Nasha Klein in the Sefer Mitzvah Zamelach, he's Mefakbek on the Moshe. And the Moshe Bik, Zatzal, he wrote to a Moshe and says, it's not the way of a Raya being a Raya. How can men shave? How can they shave? If the Isser is the act, so it's very good. Women don't shave. Beikar. They just don't shave them. They don't have a zokin. They don't have a beard. However, if the Isser the Tetzah, women are clean shaven, the men are clean shaven. So the Chur should be Isser of shaving. So Nechlam, you look in the Tzedek Tzedek, Semach Tzedek, and Yodeh, Simon Tzedek Gimel, he says also for men to shave, as Lui Bashkev, Simon Tzisho, it's Isser the Reitzah, the Kli Chemdo, and Pashki Tzeta, Yosh Zayin passing away, the Abar Benel, and Pashki Doshi, Perki Tess brings us down, Chal Kizoyev, the Targum sounds that way, that there's an Isser Mamish, of an Isser the Reitzah, Lui Bashkev, Simon Tzisho. However, the Oilam here shaves, whether for Chasnas or other cases, the Oilam shaves, and the Shaila is why?
Different reasons. Not allowed to shave. Not to be
tall. Besides, it's a toy. Let's say you don't do the toy. Use a not a toy. Use let's say a scissor, or use cream, or you however you have lifting cups and that kosher or whatever you use. But it's mutter without the it's a loyobash talking about specifically. So, might happen a person shave. Might see if the is the Tetzah, what's the actor? And therefore, again, Batman Moshe Bik wants to argue with this Indian, the is the act. So, the different reasons how you can shave. One actor is, well, the sweetest ancient, Yodea, Simim, Allah, Pontetaina, the Batman Goyim shave. So, the fact that Goyim shave, so therefore, men and women do it. Once men do something and women do it, it's not an Issa Loyabash Gavin Simon's Isha, because men do it also. So, you have to know, when you look at the get of Loyabash Simon's Isha, if you look at men, of Yidden, or you look back, or you count Goyim also. What defines this Issa? What makes men do something? Is it Dafi Yidden or even Goyim? So the Prisha clouds the Shaila, you bring down Dun Stodim, he's Mesopic, Kivagan, Kopevez brings it down, it's not, doesn't have Maskono, Dakachuva doesn't have Maskono. And the Masham says, Chas v'sholom to your make him go after Goyim, because then he'll be okay everything in the Torah, because Goyim do everything, they wear earrings, they do everything. And therefore he says, before you can be Mekel and go after Goyim, and only go after Yehudim. Well, it means that Yidim, who means Dafka Shem Tarim and Mitzvahs, like the Sefer Siach Yisuf says, doesn't mean the Friar. It means Dafka from Yidim, what they do, if men do it, then you can also do it. So again, back to Shelah, how can you shave? What?
The command.
Yeah. So, you have to know how the first person got to shave. Void, even if the first person did it the Isser, the Rashi Tshuva says, Chalik Dal Siman Tzadik, that the first person did the Isser, you're coming to follow that person, you're still over this loyal Gavas and Isha. Because if he's doing it as an Isha, and he did the Isser, you're coming to follow him, you're still over the Isser. The fact that the first guy did the Isser doesn't gain anything out of it. That Nasa says that it doesn't change the Matthias of that. Nasa being down a lot, Padre Yosef. They all say the fact that the first guy did the Isser doesn't change the Matthias anymore. So, another reason, Moshe says why you can shave when a Bikis or Moshe, so you have two reasons to be Mekel. One, in Yodea Chalik Beis, he says, because Moshe, when an Isha shaves, or if she has a no hair on her face, on her chin, it looks different than when a man shaves. When a man shaves, there's always, you can tell, you can see, especially when you're a little bit older, it looks like you shaved. Whether he had a slight stubble or not, but still you can tell that there was a beard there, except you shaved. An Isha, someone who never grew any hair, it looks clean shaved, it looks not clean shaven, it looks as if there's nothing there to begin off with. Therefore, it looks differently in patterns of Moshe. The Matthias are, we don't look the same thing as women. So then you can argue, it depends how old the kid is. The guy is 13 years old, he starts shaving, and it looks still like a girl. But then you can say, once men do it, then women can do it also. Then even a young boy can do it. Fine, that's the second reason. The third reason why you can make a Moshe says, is that the whole issue in the pasuk is for a man to wear a beged of an isha. This is what? Simlas isha, a beged. How do you know to aser, not even a beged, even something for kishut, something that's just for nai? So he says, because we dash in ladaka for simla, for everything. But dafka once for nai, mice, mushal, to color you have black to white. That dafka beged, or to remove the base shechi. Those things are also why? Because those things are better things of nai. So the Moshe, why women have no hair on the chin? It's not because of nai, they're born that way. That's the metzias. We're not, it's not, either you can't wear a beged of an isha, or you can do things that women do for nai. Women don't have hair on their chin, it's not because of nai, they don't have because they're born that way. The fact they're born that way does not make a nichol in the isha of lo yelbush gavah simlas isha.
The women do have on the mouth, right?
The be'etzim they don't have, that's just a shuma of growth. The be'etzim they don't have hair on themselves. The Tshuva Minchas Yitzchak wants to tie it, let's say a person who has a growth, to shave it off, let's say just white, he said that's a mum. That's their best thing. There's no issue in that lo yelbush gavah simlas isha. That's just a growth. So based upon this, Revisman in the Tapership Shmuel Beis number 55 wants to tell that can men put on hair growth for men? When they start going bald, what there's in society they sell these things that start going bald. They put on these creams and they start growing hair. It works or not, I'm not sure, but they start putting on these growths, these things, different mishkas to make them grow hair. Is it more to not? So Tanya through this Moshe, he wants to say, Moshe is saying what? That when a person is shaving, why? It's not to be like a girl. A girl, be'etzem, doesn't have any hair upon them. It's not lanoi. So Tainan's women, be'etzem, don't go bald. Who goes bald? Only men. Women go bald only on samun be'etzem. But women don't go bald. Therefore, for them, they don't put on these creams to have hair, because be'etzem, they do have hair. So therefore, to put on this mishcha, a man to do it, is not nichol isav liyubash gavah simlas isha, because women don't do it. Why? Because they don't have this chasaron. It's like they don't have a beard. Who did they don't have? They also don't have this chasaron of having a bald spot on the head, and therefore, for a man to take it, he wants a title be mutter as liyubash. Well, you can argue with him and tie the two different things. That Moshe's time is that women don't have hair on their chin, facial hairs. That self is al sabriya. That's how it's created. However, to say they don't have bald spots, the mice that have hair, that self is noi. And the women's hair is noi. That's what they cover when they get married. It itself is noi. So when you put on this mishcha that you want to make your hair grow, you're doing it why? To do what women have. Women have hair, and that itself is noi. But Rashi wants to compare the case of lack of hair to having hair. We have to know if it's a good dimyan, kluchur, to make yourself happy, kluchur, that's a mice that nosh mice that do have hair. In fact, they do have hair. It's for another kluchur, it could be you're even isterai, so yesh lion.
But you're doing it because
it's out, no? No, well, not get a person bald, sorry.
Don't have any hair.
It depends how, if you're 55 years old, everyone's that way, right? You're doing al tsiyofi. We'll get to a person younger, right? A person younger is maybe something else. But if you're doing older person, you're doing al tsiyofi, that's certainly also. And even though, as we said before, in the laws of one matal star, half white, half black, it's only their opponents they want to matter. But this is a case of derice, and again, it'll be also.
Better here before you have the source of family.
No, because you're just stopping a mum from happening. Now, what is nichol in a beged? What is this issa of a beged? L'moshel, it's raining outside, and some women wear a rain bonnet to rain. Can you go put it on to protect yourself from the rain? So there's a bach in Yerdan Sim Kufay Beis. He has two reasons to be mocked, and he holds both of them l'alocha. One is he says the whole issur for a man to wear a beged of an isha is dafka if the beged of the isha is lenoi. The women, the reason why the isha wears this beged is only because it looks nice, and you want to wear this beged that's lenoi. So when an isha puts on a rain bonnet, she's not putting on lenoi. She will not wear it if it's not raining. The beged by metzias be'etzim is what is only why to protect yourself from the rain. Therefore, says the Bach, that's one reason why a man can wear, because not a beggar of Matthias for night. It's one reason. Another reason he says is the whole issur of Yilbash Geva Simlas Isha is only when you're doing it, when you yourself are doing it for night. However, you're doing it for Lata'elas Achav, another reason, because it's raining outside, because you don't want to get wet. Lata'elas Achav, he wants to matter. Says his mutter. And therefore, he brings a raya again, that's why you can shave the Beis HaShechi when it's Mitzaryu. Why? Because Lata'elas Achav. Or he brings down a Mordechai in Shabbos, it says if you have a lot of hair on your hand, and you want to shave it mitzad busha, it's mutter. Why are you doing it? Al-Lata El Asachar. Therefore, comes out according to the Bach, which the Shach brings down, and the Taz brings down l'alocha, simkul pepeis, Bach, Shach, and Taz, all seem to say. The halacha is that if you wing a beged of an isha, Lata El Asachar, or you wing a beged of an isha that is not a beged of night, it's mutter to wear. Therefore, a rain bonnet, l'chur be mutter. L'chur, let's say, socks of a man for ish to wear because she's cold. Or it's not be'etim beged noi, l'chur for her to wear also be mutter. Or any undergarments be'etim not a beged of noi, it's not also a gidugin because it's cold outside. L'chur be mutter, k'when the shach tazimbach. L'chur, these places, the shach tazimbach, l'chur, arguing all the places we said earlier. Because again, we said that we clear the shayla to elas acher. You're not doing it l'noi. You're doing it why? Because doing it al tzar, al tzbusha, or because of the rain. Is that mutter not by derisus? So we mentioned the poskim in the 1800s that all say to elas acher is mutter only b'mokim tzar. However, derisus is not mutter. Come on, the tzar shachar bach. This is saying clearly to elas acher to win other beggar of an isha, a rain bonnet or anything, but to elas acher that's mutter, and they're going even on derisus. It's one beggar. We all look below the ben yakov even by derisus. So you have machlokes b'dilah poskim. If to Elas Acher is matched the races or not. The Shal you have to know is why the Bechayim, the Marsham, the Shalmesh, all of them don't bring down the argument of Shach Tazabach. The Chur arguing that Nitzedek says this, it's just Liyaz, the Bia'im, they all seem to say, they write clearly that in Echlami, the place in the 1800s, this person, a half face white, half face black, the Machmer, the argument of the Shach Tazabach. The Chur, another Makor, who else they're arguing on, is the Chur by Purim. In Simon Tafesh, Tzadik Vav, the Ramah says, the meaning was, that men would wear fully the begotten of an Isha. Everything they wore was the begotten of an Isha. Says Ramah, why? Ramah passing Allah Almighty, it's Mutter Gomer. Why? They're doing it, B'pnei HaSimcha. Not to be like an Isha, they're doing it al Simcha, to El HaSachar. That's the B'mokim Tzav Gozu. Why? And that's the Issa Deraisa, the Kuliyam, where you're wearing every begot for an Isha. So Ramah holds that to El HaSachar is Mutter, even by Deraisas.
You mean it's also Lanai?
What?
It's also Lanai.
You're doing it on B'pnei HaSimcha.
But even though you're
too dachlis, you know, it's not l'noi. It's al simcha. You wouldn't wear it all year round, l'noi. I hope. Yeah. So therefore, it's only al simcha you're doing it.
But anyway, let's go to the rain banner.
Right.
So it's, I'm sure they're nice ones. Also.
Yeah, but no one will wear it if not for raining. And a raincoat, no one will wear if not for raining.
Yeah, but
like for a cold, people wear it this summer because they want to. It's nice.
No, but when it's raining, she's happy to wear it.
Yeah, but it's not a negative night. So nice. We have the more also the Shach Tazabach to say clearly that to Elis Ach is not even the races. The Venus Adam, the Chokmus Adam, he asked the Kasha on these Mekilim Maisa. What do you do with the Halacha that Isha cannot wear a Kli Zayin? She cannot wear a rifle. Isha does not wear a rifle for noise, she's wearing it wide to go to Muhammad to go fight. Doing it to go fight. What's the Isser? If Lata Elis Acher's mutter, Isha is not wearing a rifle Lata Elis noise. So therefore he argues Shach Tazabach and he goes, he lives in the 1800s, he goes like the place who are Machmi, he holds the Echonami Tosser. He does say, he has to cash himself a mice, why is the mutter to look in the mirror Lata Elis? Or why is the mutter to Asbusha, like Tyson Shabbos, to remove the glita of Tzaya and his scab of dirt? Mice should be also. So he's mechalking cases. He says, if something's a beged, the beged is also to wear, a beged is also to wear of an isha, even with Elis Acher. A beged is also, however, things that's not a beged. The issue, like looking in the mirror, is not a beged. Still it's also. Why is it also? Because it's derech of kishut, it's a way to adorn oneself. You look in front of the mirror, it's a way to adorn oneself. That he says, mutl to Elis Acher. If the whole issue is derech kishut, to mekashit oneself, therefore it's mutter, way look inside the mirror, look to Elis Acher. Therefore, he says, Lamashal, a girl has a fan, or a man has a walking stick. So a girl has a fan, as the summer it's hot, and he wants to wave it in front of himself. Can a man use his fan, and wave it in front of himself? Near the whole issa, it's not a beg of betzim, it's only also as kishut. So if it's lita elas, then to elas tov acher, then l'kuli al be mutter to wave himself with a fan. Or for a woman to use a walking stick, if it's not l'noi, he said l'kuli al be mutter. Therefore, let's say to use a umbrella, pink umbrella the girl wears, that has, go to the Bach Shach and Taz, L'chua Vadat Smutter, to tell us Acher. Even Noch the Machmirim, it says the Chokhmah Sodom, is still Smutter. Why? Because that is not a beggar that you wear. It's what? It's something that you want to use to protect yourself. If you're not doing it for night, then you're allowed to use it. And that's what Vosna in the Shevet Alevi says, L'kuliyam, it's Smutter. All of them, everyone agrees, L'kuliyam, you're allowed to use an umbrella that's not a boy's umbrella, even a girl's umbrella, even though it's Nicker. Because the Maisel, to Elis Acher, and it's not a beggar. Maisa, or L'chur can clarify the same thing the Sion says about the Virginia Slims. Virginia Slims is a cigarette that girls smoke. Can boys smoke or not? L'chur is not a bag, it's something that you wear. And the reason why you're smoking, hopefully, is not to be like a girl. You're smoking because there's nothing else around. And you're doing it only because you need it and you enjoy it, but about it, for healthy reasons, you shouldn't use it. But else, the Isra, will you must give us some Ishan, Chura, since you're doing it to El Sacher, Chura, Lukul Amu, Lukul, there'll be Motu, there'll be no Isra to use Virginia Slims. Mice again, we have these two sheets over here. One, we have Machmirim, who hold that to El Sacher is Motu only to Rabbanans, and we have Makilim, who holds to El Sacher is only, is Motu even by the Rices. Have the Paskin, is Manenu Paskin. So Moshe has a Chuba, Yodeh, Chalbez, Derek Agav, he writes, that a person who goes to a job and he looks old and Bethany is younger and there's no chash of a know and he wants to color his hair, dye his hair, make it black, so then Moshe's mutter. Why? He quotes the Shach Tazabach. He ignores the Vechaim, he ignores the Marsham, and I'm sure he knew them, and he ignores all the Paiskim of the Chalm Mazad Muhammad, and he says, we have a Shach Tazabach who says, tell us Achabah the rice is a mutter, if a person is going for a job interview and he needs to get a job, at Panasi, you're not doing an Al-Tiyayfi, you're doing it with El Sacher, and Echlam means mutter. That's the Swedish Eish Paskins, the Mitchas Pasim, the Baramoshi Kalachas, they Paskin like the Makilim, and Chanami and Smutu to dye your hair, to Elas Acher. So again, we have Machloikis. Again, for to Elas Acher, to Rices is Machloikis, to Rabban Lukulam is Mutu. The Paskim is Menenu is to be Mekel. However, something that is not a Begir, Lukulam, you allow to use to Elas Acher, like whether a mirror or umbrella or something like that. What about goes different cases. Can the Isha wear pants? Mechlasayim. Now they have pants that are made miyuchad for women, that designed miyuchad for women. So there are mekilim certainly who hold as mutters. Yabi Oima has a tshuva about the chalik vav, and Avnei Tzedek and others. But there are also machmirim, the Sheva Levi chalik beis and Chassidut chalik beis. They say that even though these pants are made miyuchad for noshim, but since they're called pants and they look like pants, and be'etzim they are something miyuchad for men. Even though these are cut for women, therefore you even issue the rice of lo yilbash. Besides, again, there'll be other issues of pritzos or tznius, but the issue of lo yilbash itself, the dying lice and avos and both are machmen say the chesaron of lo yilbash gave us some isha. Rabbi Yaakov Netzki, Nemes Yaakov, and Simon Chavalov, and Evan Ezer, he writes, was written for him, that he said that in the that women in a gym can wear pants. He said, yeah, and no men around. He's the one, the mekilim, who holds you allowed to. Only chesaron of tznius, when no one's around, no chesaron of nechlami, you can. There are common truths about it, and this is machloek, exactly what to do, you have to ask. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and Emes Yaakov.
And
for women or pajamas? So, who will be the same thing? I know, the women are much more make when no one's around, in the house.
Pajamas.
Yeah. Yeah. What about having a plastic surgery to make yourself look nice, is it much or not? So the Moshul of Shlomo Zalman Chalik Beis and Simpei Beis, or his Zion says, the person has a strange nose. It's Moshulah. So he said, L'chur is telling the same Hakir we had before him. Is the Heter L'te'elas, L'dava Achu, he's doing it because people look at him and laugh and make fun of him. Is it going to matter if they're races or not? So says Shlomo Zalman, since the minig right now is that we do dye our white hair black, if you're a young person and it is Moshulah, if you have a blotch, let's say a white, and you do dye it while it's for Shidduch, or you do dye it white because you're embarrassed, we are makeup as manazer. Who didn't say the Shlomo Zalman, you have a right to take again a nose job or any job they need that people will laugh at, as busha, as sar, and chami, efshalah to be makeup for the same reason. However, he says, anything that people laugh at, make fun, you're not doing al tsiyofi. You're doing al mum or something else, sar, al busha, you're allowed to. Not the makilim, with the meaning is to be makeup. However, he said, let's say you're just getting it. Why? Because you want to look nicer out of JP, purely out of JP. But Kulayama, you even this the rice, not a body you can't do.
Because it's the better
Shech, that's called the Yasu. Yeah, doing it out of JP, that's purely JP, that's Chorus Asher. Also. Better, I don't know, but Ms. Farah.
Better fixing your teeth. Of cosmetics, which is not so. Be careful.
I don't know. There could be a container that Bismarck and Zem, men and women do that, both do it. It's something that men and women both do, and therefore be mortar. Could be. Okay, but men and women do it. Bismarck and Zem. Each line.
Give a good smile. Have look nice. Give something good.
I know. You saw Chaim give him a smile. He has no teeth. But he smiled. I'm sorry? He's talking about men specifically. Shlomo Zalman was talking about. No, he said, if that's a mum, you're doing it because it's Moshunah, and people looking at it is very strange and very awkward. If that's a mum, not the person who will make it to El Sava Akhar, that's Pusha, he'll also be make it to El Sava Akhar. What? If you're doing it, also, yeah, if you can get a shidduch that you deserve, that you feel is right for you, and you can get one in the Klamer. If he's doing it for that reason in the future, can zayin. If he's doing it again, only al tzimum. The place we're talking about, all about making the zman hazeh, the Baruch Moshe is talking about the case where a guy has white hair and the guy is about shidduchim. He says, yeah, it's even not shidduchim, but everyone always asks me about shidduchim. So therefore, matel al shidduchim, lav davka shidduchim. It's anything you're doing al tzimum is motor.
So why turning the teeth? That's only for the eyes, you can't do it?
Again, if men do it, maybe it'll be more to it. The mice does.
Men do.
So men do. So you have to know how the men did it to begin off with. Maybe everyone started off that way. Men and women. There was never something miyuchad for women. Could be, since it was never miyuchad for women, could be it's more to it. Could be that's the reason why it's more to it. The mice on Purim, if you're allowed to wear all your begadim of a big day noshim, so the Ramah is Mekel, bring the tshuva Marie Mintz, the mice of Meshavua is Machmer, according to Bach and Taz. Because first of all, the is, even though you're doing al simcha al tzava acher, the place the achronim argue, the ma'aser, what are you doing? You're doing it to look like an isha. Even though you're te'elis acher, but when you're doing it from white to black, you're doing it because you have a mom. Here you're doing it because you want to look like a girl. That itself, etzem is also. Ma'aser b'shavua comes down halacha and says, if you only wear one bag of an isha, that he will say that you should not make a macha. One bag can be make along. And it's what an officer Benu that someone walked into the disciple's house on Purim with only a shaitel on and told them not to make a machal, because one beggar is fine, don't make a machal against a person. And it can be semik lachal, at least on Purim, but all year round, l'chur not. However, Frank, Claire, the mice, let's say we're all big day noshim on Purim, except you have a beard. So it's nicker that you're best him, you're a man. So maybe this is nichol and mishnah buz, ain't limchol, it's not to make a machal. Which declares also, who didn't say I go to a play, Beisakim, because a play, and the girl dressed completely as a boy, but it's a girl's only play. So it also may be in Klai, maybe be Mutter on Purim in Limchois, Yish Lain.
Always tough.
Not always.
So we have to know John to look like, to look nice, and you can still tell him that he's a boy.
I don't know, some people say Michael Jackson, I don't know.
So Mutter is
not either his ear at all. I don't know. No, Meister, anyway, is they're doing it out Yofi itself. They're doing it out Yofi itself as also. Here you're doing out Purim, doing out Tchalas Tava Akar, doing out Simcho. If you have a heter, you won't be machmir because you're doing it to look like a girl. But the doing no job al tzeif, purely that you have an ester eisa.
Point of which, like, not only tell the difference, but he doesn't have a beard. Why would the
clerk of advisement? Yeah.
That's the heter having a beard.
Point of
not having a beard, people can tell that.
No, that again, if you're doing on Purim, that Purim is mutlas
l'tel zacher. Oh, yeah. According to advisement, what's the why? But long beard better than a short beard, according to advisement. There's no difference.
No, because I'm poor. So if you dress up well, you can't tell the difference in a person. It'll be awesome. You sometimes you can dress up well, you can't tell. Especially in children, you can't tell. But well, we start looking into mirrors and more. The Machabe says it's also two different places. Machalik says din der avon, din der aiso. The Ma'aser Machabe says if you're doing it after four, let the of after it's mutter after four, or doing it after taking a haircut. The Ramah comes along, quoting Iran, and says bisman hazeh. Since the minig of men is also looking inside the mirrors, that is the mice is the minig. Therefore, the yesh and mahol, since the minig of men, therefore, even us, we can make a look inside mirrors. Because that's what men also do. However, looking around inside, the Iran says very clearly, that's what you're allowed to make a din. However, chaverim, tamichom, or chasidim, should not look inside the mirror at all. Even though men look inside mirrors, you should not do it. That's the kivegid, the mashal, everyone brings down, that's what Ramon Kupay Bey says himself, that even things that men do, and which you have a right mikah din to do, because men themselves do it. There's no issue, but you have a similar issue. However, lechatchilo, as chaverim, you should not do it. The kuli alma, lechatchilo, you should not look inside a mirror. Not lechatchilo. The kuli alma, lechatchilo, not look inside a mirror. But chaverim, chasidim, and prushim should not look inside of a mirror. That's the kuli alma. Why? Because be'etzem is something that is a meister noi. Looking inside a mirror to makash yourself is be'etzem is a meister noi. Rav Shon. He teaches smich and arsameach. He said, he told me from Shlomo Zalman, Shlomo Zalman, you should not wear a tie. Why? Because the idea of wearing a tie is miyuchad for one thing only, for yoifi. It does not keep you warm, doesn't keep you hot, it doesn't make you cold, it's nothing except for yoifi. So things that miyuchad for yoifi, even though it's only a bagged ish, only a man wears it, but certainly there is an Indian for man not to do something that's miyuchad for yoifi. Men are not put in this world for yoifi, it's an Indian of Noshim, and be'etzim, therefore Shlomo Zalman himself wouldn't wear it. Again, Al Khura says Khumra of Khaverim, the Khaverim should not do things of Yafi, even though Mikka didn't smote her. He said Shlomo Zalman told him, and I heard it from him. I heard a couple of years ago, I should have asked him again, but I heard it from him. What?
Well,
So about tefillin. So there's a divrei chaim in tshuva in chelek beis. He says, look inside the mirror for tefillin is divrei bayis. Narish. He doesn't explain why, but the tzitzel yezer chelek beis says why. Because you won't be machmir and make sure you get your tefillin in the center, even though you can get tefillin on both ends. You fit two tefillins over here, two sides, even though all the places you can argue say it's davka back in front, and you can't put two tefillin on the side. That's what the Divrei Chaim says. Therefore, you won't be make look inside the mirror, maybe they chumro. You maybe say, so what? Leilish gavah simul tisha. Therefore, the tzitzel yezer goes to the mahalach of the Divrei Chaim and says, the person looking inside the mirror is a meister, a strange meister, it's mechur, and a person should not look inside the mirror for his tefillin.
Meister,
there's a mockum. The Gemara says a mockum for your tefillin. Rashi has explained to have two tefillins on your waist. So all the past the times in the normal fashion to learn means one in front and one behind it. Rashi and
the Parsha. Our tefillin wouldn't fit one behind it anyway.
Yeah, that's some kasha. Yeah, maybe smaller. But the Divrei Chaim seems to learn side by side. So he says, why look in the mirror for? Which they always kind of mind. He sounds like not. We hold yes. Malacha
v'adiyah. What, l'chatzil or even
b'diyevet? We hold, pashas we hold even b'diyevet.
The old exam picture, they never had it on
camera. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the Maisa, Batsim again, the Divrei Chaim says you should not look inside the mirror, and Batsim, what the Tzitzel Yezer says, use your hand, check with your hand, if somebody else to check you to make sure it's the center. Why look in the mirror? The mirror is a Maisa, a son of Leibach Gevah, some of the issues should be Machmir. Maisa, you do it, the Minigus of Michael, certainly with their mother holds that men, Bizman, that do look inside of a mirror, and if the Minig is to be Michael, Maisa, there are certainly, there are parties to come on Machmir, what to do, the Melam seems to be Michael. He supposedly, when he walks in, there's a stalker thing. That you don't can't really see yourself, but enough to see your tefillin.
You see shapes.
So it could be over there. It's not a mirror you ever use for a kishut. Use a mirror?
Yeah,
same mirror.
No,
if you didn't, fine. So if people told me you walked in and you checked, but there's a gold stalker thing.
His
mirror pocket?
Who?
Rabbi Ashif. That's what he says. Don't know.
Yeah, no
pocket. What about wearing a cologne? Is that much or also? So I couldn't find any tshuvas about it, but before, certainly for chaverim or chassidim prishim, certainly they should not do it. There are tshuvas by the Be'er Moshe in the Chelek Dalet and the other people Chelek Ches, talking about using soap that's very strong reyach. They tell you that using soap is very strong reyach, that you're even iser, the right they both want taino, because Be'etzim, men use soap that has a small reyach, not that strong, and the women use something that has more of a strong reyach, more of a perfume reyach. And therefore, they tie enough for a man to choose that soap over a lighter soap they want to answer. Cologne, you can clear, because maybe Be'etzim is miyuchud for men, and therefore maybe cologne Be'etzim is mutter, yesh l'ayin, I didn't say any tshuva about it, but l'chur l'chadchil avadi should do it anyway, because Be'etzim is in of yefi, and something that's not made for men to do.
But scented deodorant?
So again, if it's made, Be'ik is doing the tellus dava acher, right, that's where you scent it, because the only one to use antiperspirant, you want to also cover up what's going to come afterwards. So l'chur, again, the telasak should be motor. What? No, but sometimes it works better. No, it depends how strong it is. If you work cologne, it's very strong. If it's something light, the bedroom doesn't make you smell, it just works a little bit better on you. First, to Elis Acher, that's the Issa, the Yibo Shkevus, the Issa is only Osir. If it's for Yayfil, to Elis Acher, it's Mutter, what is to Elis Acher, Dapu Jabon, the Reis, the Machalik, the Poiskim. The Minik seems to make, but everybody should ask the world what to do. If the Issa of Yilbash is the Issa, is the Maisel or the Tetzah, the Poiskim seem to say is best in the Tetzah, again, but seems to be Machalik, Yish Lain. If the Minik is for men to do something already, it's Mutter, like Yamos says, look inside of a mirror, it's Mutter, because the Minik, Ever Chaverim, which will still be Machmer. That's why, again, the Gdolim is type of Chaznish L'chur, they did not look inside of a mirror. Why? Even though Mikadim might be Mutter, however, again, it's an Indian not to look inside of a mirror. However, to use a Kli that's not a Malbush, the Ta'elis Acha is Mutter L'Kuliyama, like an umbrella or a cane. And cologne, Yishlain, women wearing pants, and Machloikis, plastic surgery, also there are tshuvas about it. There seems to be for Mom, the Nochem Akim will be Mutter, not L'Mom Kuliyama will be also. And everything Yish L'chur should ask you up exactly what to do. They didn't wear begodim, besides the fact that they give a person covet, Gemara and Shabbos. However, the begodim is mashpia a person, affects a person. There's a book written by a lady telling women how to marry the rich. You want to be a gold digger? How do you do that? An Eitz HaTayva. So she tells people what she do. tells the girl, go to which boutiques, try on which clothing, go to fancy stores and fancy restaurants, go take out a fancy car for a test drive, go feel rich. You feel rich, you think you deserve rich, and then you marry the rich and you get be a good gold digger. You've married someone rich. The matzis is the mashpia, the outside, the chitonis, or the panemius. Vesem is the chinuch latzik sparsha by mitzvah tzadik tes, that will hold in a big day kuhuna, which is better, it's ma'akib by the avodah. It's ma'akib, it's not kind of the mitzvah. Is why, says the chinuch, is because the outside, the chitonis, or the panemius, the begonim that you wear is more you affects you. When Zvanim is coming up, and people, when they go on trips, so they do things, some people wear the yeshivish clothing, some people wear more trip clothing or form clothing, whatever they wear, and it affects them. And you can see people, b'chush, when they're more mature, they wear more yeshivish clothing. And some people forget they should wear more yeshivish clothing to make them more mature. And it affects a person. And a better person should know when you go back to Chutz Laaretz, everyone's looking upon you, your yeshiva bachur, and everyone sees you. And the way how you act, people judge you by it. And you should really try to make sure you act correctly. And one way to make sure you act correctly is dress correctly. Dress in a dignified way, whether you're going on trips or not. But dress in a dignified way. Take it safer with you. And take it safer with you, holding your hand, whether you're going to use it or not. The mice says certain things you just won't do. So the mice says, tomorrow you. And the clothing you should use tomorrow you. And to use it in the Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, Tach Mezuch, Mekadosh Shem Shemayim.